Okay, we didn't learn for a while. Starting in Ksubis, page Nun Zayin Amid Aleph. Starting from the Mishnah, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Why just start from the Mishnah?
We are starting from the beginning. Mishnah. Of the tractate.
Yeah, the Mishnah says the Mishnah upstairs. Let's do the whole thing over.
Okay, the Mishnah says like this. Naisa lepsula shnei masu chedesh. You give a virgin girl, we discussed this concept, we learned a lot of times in the Masechta. When a husband says to the girl, let's get married, from that time on, you give 12 months to the girl to get herself ready for the wedding. Lefanis esatzma, to provide for herself, meaning she needs clothing, she needs, adornments, whatever. Ukshem sheneisim leisha, just like you give, the Mishnah says, 12 months for the woman. Kach nitin le'ish, you also give 12 months for the man. Also lefarnes esatzme. Because, meaning, once the kala, the bride says to the chassan, let's get married. So he says, 1 minute, I need 12 months to get ready for the chuppah and the marriage and everything. Okay? The house, the furnishings. So then the Mishnah says like this. Olam mana for a widow, who doesn't need that much preparation. Shleishim Yaim, 30 days is given. Okay, what relevance is this? The relevance is like this. He gives man velinis, so what happens? 12 months came, and the husband's not wanting to get, he doesn't want to get married yet. The girl is ready to get married, the husband's not ready to get married. The din is, echalas mishalai. She can start eating from his food, meaning the husband has a responsibility to support her as if they're married. Even though they're not married yet.
So if you wait 12 months, the girl waits 12 months, the guy waits 12 months. After the 12 months, they make a decision, they get married, or he wants to wait some more?
Yeah.
How long can he wait?
Whatever, he's not ready to get married.
Why is he says, I don't want to get married then. I don't want to marry you.
No, then they would need a get, because they had kedushin.
Oh, wow.
So then, he gives Mavelina, so once the time comes, and they didn't get married, Echalas Mishalei, she eats the husband's food, meaning the husband has an obligation to support her. Not only that, v'yechalus betruma. If the husband's a kohen, now the din is like this. A girl whose family is not a kohen cannot eat truma. If she's married to a kohen, she could eat truma. Right? If the 12 months comes and they're not getting married, so the husband has to feed her, plus she can eat truma. As if she would be married to him. And the Gemara says, how much? Truma. He says, Truma. He gives her all the food he can feed her from Truma. Rabbi Kiva says, no. Machsa chulin or machsa truma. Half the food truma and half the food not truma. What's the concept over here? The Rashi explains, a woman who's impure cannot eat truma. Right? The tummy, person whose tummy is not allowed to eat truma. So now the question is like this. He has to support her. Now, generally speaking, truma, again, according to the laws of supply and demand, truma, which can only be eaten by a kohen, is cheaper than regular food. So if the guy's a kohen, he'd rather give her truma to eat because it's cheaper for him. But Rabbi Tarfon says he can feed her all of truma. There's certain times of the month she's not going to be able to eat truma because she'll be tamei. That's her problem. Let her sell the truma to somebody who could eat it, and then she'll buy food. Rabbi Kiva said, no, we don't do that to her. He gives her 50% truma and 50% not truma. Then when she's tamei, she eats the non-truma, and when she's not tamei, she eats the truma.
So you're saying, forget the truma part, if the guy after 12 months says, I'm not ready to get married,
He has to support her.
But she says to him, if you're not going to marry me now, I'm not going to wait for another year.
Then he has to give her a get.
Then she can't marry a Cohen.
Right.
So the girl is up...
Normally the guy would want to marry her.
But he says, after 12 months, he can't make a decision.
He's not ready yet. He says, I didn't...
What happens if he waits 6 months, then he still has to give her a get?
In other words, if the bride says, I don't want to get married yet, the husband doesn't have to support her. But if the reason why they're not getting married is because of the husband, The husband's not ready to marry her. So Chama said, listen, you obligated yourself to feed her. You have to feed her.
She's still a virgin, don't forget.
Yeah. No, but he said if she gets a get, even as a virgin, she still can't marry a Kohen.
She can't marry a Kohen.
No.
So what good is that?
Okay, now. She'll find another guy to marry, not a Kohen. Now the din is like this. What happens? This is the din of Vama. Okay, now. The guy is supposed to marry her. Okay, and he doesn't. Now. The fact that they had Kedushin, remember we said they do Kedushin, 12 months later they got married. So let's say this husband of hers did Kedushin with her, and then he dies. Mm-hmm. So now she's a widow, without children, that has to do Yibum to the husband's brother. So now the din is like this. Hayavam, even though she's waiting to eat Truma, Eina Machu Betruma. She doesn't have to give the right to eat Truma. Meaning, even though the husband, okay, even, he's obviously is a Kohen, because his brother's a Kohen, right? The guy that died is a Kohen, then his brother's a Kohen.
Yeah.
So, when the time came, the husband can give her Truma even though they're not married yet. Now the guy died after 3 months. So the Yavama has to marry her. So the Mishnah says, until they actually do Yibum, he cannot give her Truma to eat. What happens? Asa Shisha Chodashim Ifnei Abal. What happens if she had 6 months married to the husband? No, not married. Before the husband. Then 6 months later, the husband died. Veshisha Chodashim Ifnei Yavim, and 6 months before the Yavim. Meaning like this. The husband did Kedushin with her, promised her to marry her. Okay, let's go. Rosh Hashanah, even though you're not allowed to do this. Rosh Hashanah, he proposed to her. He did Kedushin. They agreed to get married. So they have to get married by next Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
So we learn next Rosh Hashanah comes, they're not married, she can eat Truma. Okay. What happens if they get engaged or Kedushin on Rosh Hashanah? Pesach, 6 months later, the husband dies. And now she's waiting 6 months for the Yavam. So now a year passed from the original date she was supposed to get married to the first husband. So it says, or afilu kulam ifnei abal chosi yemecha ifnei al yibum. What happens if the guy died 1 day before Rosh Hashanah, the husband died. And now 1 day the Yavam is supposed to marry her. Or Kulam b'fnei yaban, all of it before the yaban. Yom echa b'fnei bala, 1 day before the husband. Meaning the husband died a day after the kedushin. The Mishnah says, "Eina echelas b'truma." She does not eat truma. Okay, why not? Because the Gemara will explain. Because yavam is not the same as the husband.
She doesn't have to marry the brother.
Huh?
She doesn't have to marry the brother.
Well, speaking when she is married, going to marry the brother.
Oh, she is.
She's going to do Yibum. She can still not eat Truma until they're actually married. The husband, even if they didn't marry her, once the year goes by, she can eat Truma even though they're not married. So by Yavam, as long as there was a Yavam in that year.
So she has to wait another year to marry the brother?
No, she can marry him right away.
Yeah.
But the Mishnah is saying the husband, when the year comes and he's not ready to marry her, she could eat truma. If it's a case of yibum, any part of that year the yibum's involved, she cannot eat truma.
By the way, meaning after 30 days or something.
What?
After the husband dies.
No, in the case of yibum, she could do it right away. But the Mishnah concludes like this. Zu Mishnah Rishayna. This is the first teaching of the halacha. The Chum changed their mind. Bezin shalachreim amu, the court after them said, Eino isha echeles betruma, and the Gemara is going to explain why. A woman cannot eat truma until she actually gets married. In other words, the first part of the Mishnah said the halacha of the olden days, that once the year comes, and the husband's not marrying her, she could eat truma. Right? That's what we said in the Mishnah. But the Gemara said that was the initial halacha. The later courts changed it, and the later courts said no. Under no circumstance does a woman eat truma until she's actually married. What? In other words, the din that the husband has to support her, that stays. The day the wedding day was supposed to come, supposed to happen, comes, the husband doesn't marry her, he has to feed her. What about truma? So the Mishnah says she can even eat truma. The Gemara says, the later Bezdin changed, and the Gemara's going to explain why they changed their mind. The later Bezdin said, you know what? Until you actually get married, you cannot eat truma. Period.
And when did they change this 12-month thing?
They never changed the 12-month thing.
No, happens, doesn't happen.
Only about truma. Oh, this, because today we don't do the Kedushin.
Yeah.
Until under the Chuppah.
Yeah. When they changed it.
A long time ago, right after the Gemara, I think. So the Gemara says like this. Now the Gemara is trying to find the biblical source that you give a girl 12 months to get ready. Like, where do we find that? So the Gemara says, Minohani Mili. Where do we learn out this from? Okay? In other words, like this. The truth is, it's a rabbinic ruling. Okay? It's really rabbinic. But where do we find the biblical hint or source for it in the books? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Chista said, Vayem Achia V'ima, her brother, Lovin and Besuel, Mrs. Besuel, said, Teishav Anayra Ita, Yomim Ay Asar. Okay, now listen to this. The simple meaning of Yomim means days. When you say days, it means 2 days. Right? So the mother and the brother said, when Eliezer said, okay, give me the girl, I want to go back to Yitzchok to get for to marry him. So they said, Teishav anayri itanu yamim ay asar. Let the girl stay with us 2 days or 10 days. So the Gemara says, my yamim, what does yamim mean? Ile mitre yayma, if you say it means literally 2 days, you don't say, okay, let us stay here 2 days, and if not, 10 days. I mean, nobody talks like that. You start with the bigger number, and you say, okay, let us stay 10 days. Okay, at least 2 days. So yamim, the Gemara says, cannot mean 2 days. Because if it would mean 2 days, it would be foolish them to say, let us stay with us 2 days or 10 days. It doesn't make sense. Therefore, what must we say? The Gemara says it openly. Does a person speak this way? They say to him, Trei yamim, let it remain 2 days. And he said, no. And they say, okay, 10 days. So what does yamim mean? Shana. So therefore, yamim means a year. So what did they say? Let her stay a year or 10 months. Where do we see the word yamim means a year? The pasuk later on in Chumash, it says, yamim tiagulas, in certain fields, you can redeem up to a year. And the Torah calls a year yamim. Okay? So now, what does the pasuk say? The pasuk says that what did Besuel and Mrs. Besuel, I mean, Besuel was killed, and Lovin say, let the girl stay here a year, or at least 10 months, and let her prepare herself for the wedding. So what do you see from there? How long is preparation for a wedding? A year. So that's the, even though again it's rabbinic law, but the Gemara says, where do we find a biblical source for it? The fact that Lovin and Besuel, or Mrs. Besuel, said, let the girl stay here a year or at least 10 months. But the Gemara says, no. Eim echedesh. Maybe yamim means a month. Maybe they said, let her stay here a month or 10 days. Where do we say the word yamim means a month? Because the pasuk says, ad chedesh yamim. The pasuk says, until a month of days. When, you know, the Jews complain, where's the beef? They want to eat meat. Hashem said, I'm going to give you a month, chedesh yamim, until it comes out of your noses. So over there, the Torah uses the word yamim means a month. So the Gemara says, how do you know the word yamim means a year? Maybe it means a month. So the Gemara says no. Because yamim stam. You learn out the word yamim from the word yamim, meaning like this. Lavan and Besuel just said the word yamim. They didn't say chodesh yamim. They said yamim. And what does the pasuk say in the other place? Yamim tia gulasei, that the redemption will be a year, but again it just says the word yamim. Here it says yamim, there it says yamim. Here it says chodesh yamim. So Gemara says it's better to learn out yamim from yamim, which means a year, rather than yamim, that means a month. So Gemara's conclusion, like it says, ve'idamim yamim stam yamim shina b'man chedesh. Okay? So bottom line of the Gemara's question is, from where do we learn that you give a girl 12 months? Gemara said, we learn it out from Rivka. Because Lavan and his mother said, let the girl prepare herself for a year. From there we learn 12 months. A girl needs to prepare herself for a year. 12 months. Okay, now the Gemara says like this. Amar Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira says in Nudin, Tana, we learned in the Braise that Ktana, in the case of a minor, Bein he uvein avir chen lakav, they can delay the wedding until she becomes an adult. Meaning like this. What happens? The girl got engaged at 10 and a half. Kedushin. Yeah? Even though, like Rashi explains, rabbinically, even though biblically a father can marry off his daughter as a kid, the Chacham said, tomorrow we'll discuss later, he shouldn't marry off her daughter until she's bas mitzvah. Okay? What happens if the father transgressed that? And when the girl was 10 and a half, the father accepted kedushin for her. Kedushin this guy. So technically, she would have to get married at 11 and a half, 12 months later. Yeah?
She's a talent.
But the Gemara says she or her father can delay the wedding legally until she becomes an adult. In other words, this that the Gemara says he give her 12 months and she has to get married, that's if the girl's an adult. If the girl's a minor, she can wait to push it off until she becomes an adult. So the Gemara says like this. Bishleime iyim matzim ak. I understand why the girl can delay the wedding, because she says, listen, I'm not ready to get married. Elavia, but the father is like this. If the girl is accepted to get married, what does the father care? In other words, the Rav Zeira's din says, either the girl or the father can delay the wedding. Yeah, so the Gemara says, the girl, I understand. She says, I'm not ready to get married. But why should the father be able to delay the wedding? If the girl wants, yeah, and if not, not. You have to understand, like we learned in the past, in those days, the father was dying to marry off his kid.
He had to feed her.
He wouldn't have to feed her anymore. The husband has to worry about it. So the Gemara's question is, why should the father, if the girl is ready to get married, why should the father want to stop it? And why could he delay it? So the Gemara answers, the father's smart. Sabe, the father says like this. Hash de lo yoda. The girl's a minor. She said, yeah, I want to get married. Yeah? Lemachar, tomorrow, mim nidav and afka, she'll rebel against her husband, because she's a baby. Right? She can't get married. But ask you enough, Alan, she'll come back and fall on me, my responsibility. In other words, the Gemara says like this, why could the father push off the wedding? He said, of course the girl wants, what does she know? She'll get married, and she'll see what marriage is all about. She'll want to make him crazy, and she'll come back to live with me, I don't want it. So I want to delay the wedding until the girl becomes an adult. Very simple. Okay, Amar Rababa Bar Levi, Rababa Bar Levi said, Ein peiskin alaktano lasir kshiktano. It's an interesting halacha. You cannot set a date for a girl to get married when she's a minor. Okay, like we just said. Chachamim said a father should not marry off his girl when she's a little kid. Yeah? If that's the case, you never set a wedding date for a girl until she becomes an adult. But Peiskin alaktana, you could set a wedding date when she's under bas mitzvah to marry off when she is an adult. In other words, you could set a wedding date when she becomes an adult. Like 11 and a half, yeah, you could say, okay, in a year from now, she'll be 12 and a half, she'll get married. But you can't set a date for a minor who's 10 or 9 or 8 that she get married until she becomes an adult. So the Gemara says, Pshita, of course you could set a date for a girl when she's a minor, that when she becomes an adult, you'll have a date. Why? Of course. So Gemara says, no, it's not so simple. Maudatem, I would think. Leichas, not be afraid. The mamal yepachta mehashta v'cholsham. Maybe, if she's 11 and a half, and you set a date for her a year later, maybe she'll get scared now and back out of the deal. Because she's still a baby. She's still 11 and a half. Kamash Veloti says, no, you could set...
Why would a guy marry a girl who's 11 and a half?
Why not?
Why would you do that in the old days?
Why not? In the old days, they did it a lot.
But if they're physically able to...
Yeah. Well, she can't give birth officially until she's an adult. That's what would happen with Rivka. According to Rashi, at least, is the whole argument. According to Rashi, Rivka got married at 3. Right? Now, Yitzchak was 40. Rivka was 3.
Are you sure about that one? That's what Rashi says?
According to Rashi, not according to Tosfos, but according to Rashi, that's the simple meaning of it. Yeah? Yitzchak was 37 when the Akedah happened.
Okay.
He came back, he heard Rivka was born. Avram heard Rivka was born. Yitzchak was 40 when he got married. So then Rivka was 3 years old. That's where Rashi learns. But Rashi says they didn't have children until he was 60. Okay? So it says they waited.
20 years?
They didn't even ask for children while she was a minor. Because a minor can't give birth. What are they going to daven to Hashem that she give birth at 10? It doesn't happen. So they waited until she became an adult. And then they started davening to Hashem. And that's when they were 60.
She was 23.
Huh?
And she was 23.
Right.
She waited 20 years.
Yep.
Wow. You actually believe that she was actually 3? People still think about that.
Why not?
3 years old.
They were much more mature. Rivka, 3 years old, came with the sheep.
Yeah, wasn't she giving out water too?
Yeah.
Okay.
She went to Chabad school, so she was mature.
Okay. She went to Chabad school in Lakewood, right?
No.
No Chabad school in Lakewood?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, the Gemara is going to say another din now, which eventually will be refuted. But this is what the Gemara says. Amar Avuna. Remember we learned like this. A girl until 12 is a minor, Ktana. 12 to 12 and a half, she's Naira. I know she's an adult, but her father still has jurisdiction over her. 12 and a half, she's called Begeris or Begeris, whatever way you pronounce it. And then she's completely on her own as a full adult. Okay? So it says like this, Begeris Yemechod, a girl who was 12 and a half in one day, Viniskacha, she got Kedushin. So then Rav Huda says, you don't give her a year to get married. You give her only Shleishim Yem Kalmana, 30 days they could widow. Why? Rashi explains a very interesting concept. You know, like today, a girl at a certain age is old. Over there, if she was in a 12 and a half and she wasn't married, she was like old spinster already. So what did they do? As soon as she would get Kedushin, she would want to get married right away. So she would do all her preparation before she got engaged, before the Kedushin was done. So she didn't need a year. This was, the Gemara's going to refute them anyway. But Ravuna says, because the girl's already a begetis, there's an assumption she did all the preparation before already, even though she didn't have Kedushin. So therefore, once she has Kedushin, 30 days like a widow, that's it. And the guy has to marry her. So Gemara says, it says, Bogra, Gemara says, a begetis, arehi ketvua. It's like somebody who solicited her to get married, meaning you give her a year. My love is probably like a virgin that given the year. So you see, it's a year, not 30 days. So Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean like a virgin, it means like an almana. It means you give her 30 days like a widow. Because like we said, she did all the preparation before. She has all her ornaments, all her clothing. She has everything already. Okay, now the Gemara says like this. Toshma, I'll bring you another Mishnah to ask a question of Avuna. It says, Begadish, Shoshas, Shnei Masach Hedish, a Begadish, who waited 12 months. Meaning like this. The girl was a Begadish, 12 and a half. She had Kedushin, and they waited a year. Like it was supposed to be. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, Rabbi Eliezer says the following then. Hoyel v'chayev b'ayla b'mezeneseh, because her husband is now, like we learned in our Mishnah, has to feed her. Right after 12 years from the time of the Kedushin, they have to feed her. So therefore, Yafet, he can now annul her vows. Okay, now, normally, until a girl is married, the father can annul her vows. Under 12. Once she gets married, the husband can annul the vows, not the father. Right? So this din says, Rabbi Eliezer says, the Braisa says the following. I'm sorry, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, a begetis that has waited 12 months to get married, and she didn't get married. So the husband, even though he didn't marry her yet, but because he has to feed her, he can nullify her vows. He has the right to nullify the vows as if they were married. Why? Because he has an obligation to feed her. If he has an obligation to feed her, then he can nullify the vows. What do you see from there? The Mishnah says, though, that we give him 12 months. It says, Begetis, who has 12 months and not married, so then the husband could nullify the vows even though they're not married yet. But because he has to feed her. So you see from there that even a Begetis gets 12 months, not 30 days, like Rav Huna said. So Gemara says, Eim, okay, you know what? Begetis, v'sha'asa shnei masach chedesh. She waited 12 months, meaning, either Begetis who waited, so the Gemara is answering like this. It means two different cases. One case is a Begetis, period, who waited 30 days. Or a minor that waited a year. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, Hoyel v'Baila Yachayv Mezeneseh Yofet. Meaning like this. The Gemara thought that this is one case. A Begetis who waited 12 months. Which implies that a Begetis waits 12 months to get married. The Gemara said, no, that's not what it means. It means a Begetis who waits really only 30 days. Or another scenario of another girl, minor, that waited 12 months, so the husband can nullify the vow. So it's not that a Begetis waits a year. Begetis only waits 30 days, like Rav Huna said. This that it says 12 months is speaking about another type, but not a Begetis, a girl, a Ktana. You give her 12 months. In both cases, he says, the husband has a right to nullify the vows. Because he has to feed her, he has to sustain her. If he has to feed her and sustain her, he can nullify the vows. So now the Gemara is going to ask a final question that refutes him. Toshma, come, I'll ask you another question. It says, a ma'aris es apsulo, if a guy does kedusha with a virgin, bein shetova abal, whether the husband wanted it, and she said, I don't want to marry you yet. Or, bein shetova he, or whether she asked him to marry him, and the husband is pushing it off, you give her 12 months from the time he asked her 12 marry to solicit her. Okay? But not from the time of the Edison. I'll explain in a second what that means. Ubagra, and if she became an adult. Okay, the case over here is like this. The husband has to prepare. Okay, now, so he says like this. If the guy did kedusha with this girl, whether the husband solicited her to marry and she delays, or whether she asked the guy to marry and he delays, you give her 12 months from the time they solicited each other to get married, not from the time of kedusha. And if she became a begeris in the middle, it's like she asked him to marry. Kate said, says like this. Bagra yemechad v'niskacha. The Brisa clearly says this din. The girl became a begeris and had kedushin. You give her 12 months from the kedushin. Okay? Ula arusa and for an arusa, not became a begeris, just she had kedushin. 30 days. Okay? And now the Gemara is going to explain this later when the Gemara brings down this thing. But this Braisa clearly says that a girl that became a begeris is given 12 months. It says in the Braisa, Bogra Yom Echad, if she became a begeris, even one day, and she had kedushin, she give her a whole year. That contradicts what Rav Huna said. Rav Huna said you only give her 30 days. And the Gemara says, Tiyuv Tataka, he's refuted. He's wrong. The Halach is not like him. Tiyuv Tataka, Rav Huna, Tiyuv Tataka, and it's refuted. So Rav Huna is wrong, and therefore even a Begeris is given a year. That means once, even a 13-year-old girl, yeah. The guy says, let's get married. You give her a year. Once the year comes, he has to support her. So the Gemara asks right away, what does it mean, Arusa 30 days? We just said Arusa after Kedushin is a year. Amen, Papa, Achi, come, this is what it means. Begeres, Sha'avro, Leo, Shnei, Masa, Chedesh. Bevagres, Viniskachom, he says like this. What happens if a girl at 13 and a half became Kedushin? That means she was a Begeres for a year. Begeres, you become a 12 and a half. Yeah? She didn't get Kedushin until a year later. Gemara says, then you only give her 30 days. Why? Because at that stage of the game already, she definitely did all the preparation that she needed to do. She's such an old maid that she's 13 and a half already. Everything was done already.
All she needed was a husband.
Huh?
She needed was a husband.
Right. She got the gown, she got the jewelry, she got her wig made. Everything was done. The only thing missing was the husband. So once the husband proposes, it's 30 days.
She wants to go marry. Does she find one that she wants to marry? Or some guy come out of the booth and says, I want to marry you. She doesn't like the guy? She has no choice?
She doesn't have to accept the Kedushin. You can't marry a woman against her will. Then, but, huh?
If she's a minor.
Then the father could do it.
But
the truth is, the fact that the Gemara asks the question. Again, this we also learn out from Rivka. Eliezer came and proposed the Shidduch, made a Shidduch speech.
He still ask her.
So he said, let's call the girl. Nikra Lanaida Vinishala Spear, let's ask her.
Okay.
From there the Gemara learns out you can't marry a girl against the will. So but the father could. That's a separate pasuk. The Torah gives the father a right to marry off his daughter even though she doesn't want. But again, rabbinically you shouldn't do it. It's biblically. Chum said a father cannot marry off his daughter.
Who's 12 years old?
Until she's 12 and a half.
If she wants to get married the guy.
She can't run away as a 10-year-old and elope. No, because the girl can't accept Kedushin.
Mm-hmm.
Only the father can accept Kedushin. Unless she got married, let's say, at 10 and divorced at 10 and a half, let's say, and then she wants to marry somebody else. So because she got married, she's out of the father's domain. So then she can accept her own kedushin.
They grew up fast those days.
You know what? Out of necessity, they had to grow up. There's no question they were much more mature those days than they are now. You know, today they have more... technical knowledge, maybe, but in maturity, the people had a different lifestyle. It demanded for them to get mature.
Do you know any 12-year-old girls who look like they're ready to get married today?
Yeah, they grow up. They're big now. Some of them.
Yeah, but 12 years old? I don't think the parents would go for that one. And you want to approve of it.
First of all, it's according to the law, it's illegal.
Yeah, United States law. What about Torah law?
Torah law is not illegal.
But in the United States law, that's illegal.
I said.
Don't we go by what go?
Under
by
16, I think, 14.
Back in all countries, they have to be checked with the doctor, with the rabbi, with the authorities if they're underage.
Today it's probably the same thing. A couple of women get married at 14.
No, there's a whole scandal with one of these cult Jewish frum groups. They were marrying off the kids under 14 already. It was like a cult. And they're all into marrying with each other's kid, you know. So the government came down on them because it was illegal. I think under 16, you know, then moved it to 14 or... It was 14, moved it up to 16, I remember.
Was it from there?
I mean, yeah, they wore the, like the Persian women, what do you call that stuff? Over the face and... But yeah, in Europe, women got married at 14, 15, 16.
Sure.
Nowadays, it's a completely different world. You don't do it today.
Well, because you have to deal with the authorities. The authorities are not going to let you do that.
Technically, you can make a chuppah without the authorities. No, you won't get a civil marriage. That's all. Technically, you could do it. The rabbis wouldn't. I wouldn't do a wedding for a little girl like that. Who would want to do a wedding like that?
Will you get in trouble legally with authorities?
I don't think so, because legally they don't accept...
They don't accept it anyway.
They don't accept a Jewish marriage unless you have a legal... Like rabbis sign on the marriage license, because then the city accepts the rabbis doing a legal marriage. But if you don't have a marriage license, so then it's just a chuppah. But even today, for instance... Many people have a get. Okay? The woman has a get. But the civil divorce is not finalized. Right? So technically, legally, they're not divorced yet. But halachically, they're divorced, right? Now, the girl wants to get married. Halachically, can a rabbi do a wedding for her? Yeah, she's divorced. Right? She has a get. She's not married to this guy.
3 months, right?
Okay, 92 days. So you wait the 92 days, right? Okay, but sometimes, you know, divorce is schleps because of the fighting and the... But she has a get, and 92 days later, she wants to get married. Technically, she doesn't have a civil divorce. Technically, can a rabbi do the wedding? Halachically, he could. Most rabbis wouldn't do it. Not because halachically he can't do it. Because civilly, they're still married. Why should a rabbi, you know, do a wedding behind the back, so to speak, that's not civil? They don't want to do it. And the rabbis, they would do it. In the firm circles, they would do it. Okay, let's leave it here.